I mean, I'd do the butt drag. I don't think I'd put my thumb up somebody's butt. Two Jack Bros coming in hot. Coming in hot.
But so you were saying you'd grab cheek and go deep?
I mean, if I had to, if it was a matter of like win or go home, yeah. You know, if it came down to that, I think I'd grab a cheek and go deep. That's a good phrase. I don't know. Did you make that one up?
Yeah,
I like
so.
It. But I don't think I'm not going to. I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's like I don't even know why the thumb goes in the butt. I'm not even come close.
What if you never know until you try? Like how much, you know how we're like, oh, these tiny little moves give you so much more control.
Yeah. By the way, let me just reinforce what we're talking about here, because you're probably coming in like, man, they talk about the butt a lot. But in a fight that happened recently in the UFC, Diego Sanchez, who would not be put in a little box, put his thumb in somebody's little box. Yeah, he was doing a move called the butt drag, and he put his thumb in his opponent's butt. Michael Chiesa, who yelled at him, get your thumb out of my ass, motherfucker.
During the fight?
During the fight, yeah.
Holy cow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But you, that's crazy. If nothing else, he got in his head.
In I mean, but butt. He's still, Michael still Chiesa lost. Still won the fight. Diego Sanchez lost pretty handedly. It was like, he was out grappled pretty consistently, except for that one moment.
That gave him the edge.
That was the only time he was in a dominant position, is when he had his thumb up that guy's butt.
Oh, man. Yeah, it sounds like he had to try everything. He had to go for broke.
Yeah. I mean, you put that question to me. I mean, you're the one out there actually competing and doing pro tournaments and stuff. Like, would you put your thumb up someone's butt for position? Or for like a moment of sense of dominance?
I don't think I can say no to that.
Okay. It is what it is. You heard it here first. Now it's like, now there's evidence out there. If you ever grab a cheek and go deep, it's, yeah, there's evidence out there for that now. Man.
You know this world's going to use it against me.
Yeah. AOC.
Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to get you.
She is.
She's going to get you. You're too close to a conservative, man. I think I'm a moderate.
You think you're a moderate?
I think I'm a moderate. I don't think I'm a conservative.
You don't think so?
No, I'm too like, I love change. I love chaos. I love mixing it up. I don't like all this hypocrisy going on with the way that you're trying to nail people all the time, but I also kind of like seeing people in the hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, dance. Let's see you under pressure. How do you handle yourself?
Yeah.
Who are you really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
But I also, I'm done with the dumb shit, the mischaracterization stuff. They're like, he said this, he's racist, he's sexist, he's, you know, like, ah.
Yeah, I mean, let's focus a little more on actions. Like, all this talk doesn't really mean anything. Like, you know, what are you guys
actions,
doing?
Like, the type of thing that a person does, or the type of thing that a person defines themselves as willing to do. For example, like, the actions of you grabbing a cheek and going deep. Like, let's judge people and stuff like that. Like, she hasn't done it yet, but she's the type of person that would. So let's judge her. Let's basically judge the mother of my children on that. Yeah. But that was it was a fun weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a good time. Ansley had a tournament, a pro tournament. An ice cream truck is going by right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hood. This is like,
I feel like they got their speakers up extra loud tonight.
Yeah, yeah. They're being very disrespectful.
Because they're not even here yet.
No. No. Nobody's stopping. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, ice cream truck. But that tournament was fun.
Yes.
It was a great time. Like, now that is the ice cream. We were in an ice cream truck, actually.
No, the tournament was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a good time. You know, it's like, it's an amazing experience to test yourself, like do something that, like, you know, you get that up for.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do. It's
and they actually did a pro tournament this weekend. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty cool experience. It was a tournament where people were out there trying to win money.
Yeah.
There were famous grapplers out there.
Yeah.
That was cool, you know?
Yeah.
It was, you know, just high level, a bunch of high level grapplers in one building.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to see. It's fun to see Ansley got her first pro win.
Got a win.
She got a win. You know?
Yeah.
Got a couple pro losses. It's like, that's the way a tournament goes, though.
Yeah.
You know, your next one, you get 2 pro wins. Mm-hmm. And then 3 pro wins. And then you win us some fucking money. Get out there and you wrestle money out of a bitch. Man, and I was just thinking about how infused, shout out to Hearts Jiu-Jitsu in Conshohocken, because we had an entire weekend of like combat and love that basically we wouldn't have if not for Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know, you had that tournament. You wouldn't have the skills you have to even be in that tournament in the first place if not for Hearts.
Right.
You wouldn't have had the support to compete,
support, you know,
if not for the support that you have at Hearts, right?
Yeah.
And then the next day there was a local tournament that some people from our academy also participated in,
mm-hmm.
and we went and supported our team, mm-hmm. and that was just a fun experience.
Awesome.
That was, you know, because, you know, I'm very connected to you and you're competing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go up and compete in these tournaments and I'm there, it's very tense for me.
Yeah.
You know, but this one was, you know, because, you know, as they say, it's like you're probably more tense than the person than your loved one who's competing.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like very laid back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
supportive and just like sending out positive energy. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No, our gym is so supportive. Like win or lose, they make you feel great for like just doing it, putting yourself out there, which is like, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good weekend. Top 10 weekend. And then it's like, you know, you guys and then came home and then like the kids got to watch movies on the pull out bed, which is a way to solidify memories for lifetime for children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and any day of crazy festivities with watching movies on a pull out bed. Kids remember that for life.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably remembering every single moment you had on a pull-out bed right now.
I don't think we ever had a pull-out bed.
Well, see, you'd remember that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you'd remember that if you had a pull-out bed.
Yeah.
Pull-out beds are the shit. They're so convenient.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like...
I always think that I want, like, a big sofa, like a Lazy Boy sofa, like the ones that you like lay down on, that are really deep.
Yeah, but they're good for laying down on, but they're not good for sitting.
Yeah.
So 90% of what a sofa is supposed to be used for, they're terrible for.
But our couch is so narrow and everybody wants to sit next to me and it's like not enough room.
I mean, I don't like how you said that. Our couch is too narrow. That was a weird way to say that. You know, why you have to be so judgmental about our couch?
Because I've been having these couch feelings for a long time and I've not expressed them to you, so maybe they're coming out a little harsher.
Okay, maybe you should be open about the way you feel about the couch. All right?
I feel like you really don't want a deep couch, and I feel like it's like if we went to get a couch and I convinced you to get a deep couch, I wouldn't like it for some reason, and you'd be like, that's why we didn't get a deep couch.
You're not gonna like it. They're novelty couches. They're not good.
I had a friend that had they had a room in their house that had all oversized furniture. It was like you're Alice in Wonderland when you went in there.
Well, I mean, if you have the type of money that you can have a room of oversized couches, that's a sick room.
Yeah.
You know, again, in your living room, you'd have normal couches, but
this was like their upstairs living room. It was like,
yeah. Yeah, I remember some people that had upstairs living room situations. They had some oversized couches up there.
Yeah.
Some lounge furniture.
So are you telling me when we have an upstairs living room, I can put an oversized couch in it?
At least one.
Okay.
Yeah. When we have 2 living rooms?
Yes.
Honestly, that whole other living room can be oversized couches. It can be oversized love seats, oversized recliners.
That is going on my secret... what is it, like the secret when you make your board,
your vision board?
That's going on my vision board.
Oh, you better put a vision board together, girl. Trying to get this money. You know what I mean? Listen, once you realize that there's something you're willing to stick a thumb in the butt for, go hard. You got to go hard after that. Yeah, it's, man, I can't get over that. So what else has been up with you?
Nothing. I just feel like I got a big weight off on my chest talking about oversized furniture with you.
Are you serious? It's been out of the 19 years that we've been together, how many of them have been spent longing for oversized furniture?
Well, when did we get our sofa bed? Like 7 years ago, more?
Yeah, we got it when we were about to have Finn. Like, so for the purpose of having a sofa bed for
7 years.
Yeah, it's been 7 years.
Since our last sofa purchase, I've been thinking about our next sofa purchase.
So you liked the sofa we had before we had?
No.
Okay. You just don't like any of the sofas.
Nope. I want to find the perfect sofa.
All right. All right. That was, speaking of combat and butts, it was, it was funny to me, seeing you checking out Brazilian butts.
Why do you always tournament? Call me out?
Because you're so blatant about it. You're the type of blatant about it where if a guy was doing it, we'd be kicked the fuck out of that place. There's no way guys are walking around checking out butts the way ladies are walking around. It just makes me uncomfortable because I'm used to being with guys checking out butts.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're like, doing you can't that like, that's too to me, much. You can't do that, Ansley.
It's like, dude, like, glance, quick glance, boom, boom, back.
Yeah.
You don't get to like pivot. Like your eyes can't like as you're moving in a direction, your eyes can't stay on the butt as your body is moving forward that. Through space. I just watched you do that. Cause
I was probably looking at something.
So
else,
okay, no. So definitely. The one, but you know the butt I'm talking about too. The like the speckly spandex butt.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I saw you catch it from 3 steps back. Right?
Why you all in my business?
Because it was like because when you saw it, it was like you were like, you said to yourself, I saw you. I watched you see that butt and say to yourself, look at that butt. It's a funny thing to watch in a person. You know, so I'm not it's hard to not call that out, right?
Why are butts so much fun to look at? Like
they're cool. They're cool. They're a cool shape. Like, yeah. You know, especially like fit butts.
Yeah.
You know, they're bouncy looking. Yeah. You know? It was so anyway, I'm gonna finish the logistics of this. So I watch you catch it from like 3 to 4 steps out, say to yourself, look at that butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch that butt until you were even with it. So you watched the butt for 3 to 4 steps and then moved on. That's too many steps. That's way too many
there
steps.
There was no harm done. You're claiming that this was harm and there's no harm done.
I'm just saying that's a glare. You're glaring.
I smiled at the butt.
Okay, that's fair. You definitely stared at the butt. Definitely was staring at the butt. I don't know. I don't know the world of women looking at butts. It's just funny to me to see that. It's also just funny to me to like to have that little panic attack. Like, hey, you're gonna get kicked out. Stop. People can see you looking at the butt. So you look at the butt like that. Yeah. So
there are some good butts on display at jiu-jitsu tournaments.
I mean, if you say so, I'm not allowed to. I will say this, a lot of muscular shoulders at the jiu-jitsu tournament. Women got these muscular shoulders I've been seeing, you know, from like the, top, bottom of the shoulder up. No butts or titties. But it's like, yeah, no, it's like they're grappling butts, I guess, are pretty good. A lot of squats,
yeah.
You know, but it's, and there was a guy that, he changed his clothes right next to me.
Were we all kind of there?
He started changing his clothes. Or he was like, he had this energy of like, I'm going to change my clothes right here.
Yeah.
Like the whole entire time. And he kept trying to like build up the courage to do it. Like he was like, you know, taking off his shirt and or buttoning his shirt. And it was like, you know, walking back and forth like he was, now I'll go to the bathroom and change.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm going to change right here. Because I remember when he took, he got down, changed down to his boxers.
Yeah.
To put his gi on and stuff.
Yeah.
And he changed down to his boxers, was kind of like facing me because I was sitting on the bleachers that weren't pulled out. It was pulled out one row.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people were sitting. So he was facing me, and because he wasn't facing the crowd that way.
Yeah.
But I looked at him like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like, don't. Why are you? Don't. And he like turned around because of that.
Yeah.
So now he's facing the crowd. So now people are walking, like people who were walking towards that direction.
Yeah.
Saw that and like started to like arc out away from him.
Yeah.
You know, as if he. I don't know.
Was
as if
changing
he was,
down
as if
to
he
his
was
underwear at a
yeah,
public
exactly,
place.
Exactly.
Because
more people were stepping around him than I saw stepping around when Finn vomited the IC bowl at the
yeah,
tournament.
Yeah.
More people were stepping around him for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then Heather was like coming to talk to me.
Yeah.
But a dude was she didn't, you know, it was crazy. It was just like a ridiculous, like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
And I feel like he changed at a point when I was near him too. And like,
I think he might've.
Kept changing.
Yeah, I think he might have.
Yeah.
He was a twat. That was a douchebag. That was a scum of the earth douchebag.
Yeah.
He had like dyed blonde. His hair was like dyed blonde. Like that
I
weird
even
yellow
look at him
color.
Because I just felt like
it was
I
just
couldn't.
Like, dude, just. Yeah. It was like you know, you were treating him how I was treating the butts.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I'm not going to, you know. No. You're, man. Yeah. So, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's nobody ever said. I mean, anybody who claims that the thing that they do is a douchebag free zone is probably the douchebag, right? They're probably the one changing in front of families. Like, man, it's so great that there are no douchebags around here, man. this is cool. Yeah, nobody even cares. Look at this. Look at this. I'm like bending over in boxers. Nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with the fact that me bending over in boxers is creating a little cavity in the boxer hole.
Yeah.
Where if somebody gets the proper angle, they're going to know your business.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
You didn't have the right underwear. Like, there probably is an underwear that you could get away with that better.
Yeah. No, he had, like, the cheapest type of boxers you could have.
Yeah.
They were, like, cardboard boxers. Like, he ironed them, he starched them. He wanted somebody to see his dick.
He was getting off on that?
I think he was.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
getting fired up. That's why he was looking around so much,
yeah,
trying to find somebody to look at him. Who's going to peek?
Here we go. Trying to win a medal here. Who's going to see this dick? Yeah, that's... I mean, that's out there.
Yeah.
That's out there.
I keep hearing about ladies that are getting disqualified from those matches because their thongs are showing. Like, your thong shows, you're disqualified.
Yeah.
It's a classy place. Yeah. There's rules.
Now, as a chronic butt gazer, how do you feel about that? Thong or no thong? What do you prefer?
Oh, I don't wear a thong. I don't wear a thong for... You mean looking at one?
Yeah. Visually, aesthetically. Like, if you're sifting through a crowd... You know, and you see someone in their spandex and their thong coming out of there. Where do you stand?
Where do I stand? I don't think that should be going on at jiu-jitsu. Like, you get way too... I'm just like, I start thinking of the logistics of it, like how sweaty you get and how far that's up your butt, and like, you shouldn't have that going on.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not freely rolling with a string like wedgie up your butt.
Yeah. I've never worn a thong. I don't know. I mean, not even for a joke.
Not even for a joke, huh?
I've never thonged.
But we've given you big wedgies.
I've had wedgies.
House. Yeah.
I've had wedgies.
So it's a mild wedgie at all times.
Yeah, but I've never had a mild wedgie. I was never given a mild wedgie, you know what I mean? And I don't think any of the wedgies I've ever had have necessarily been mild.
No.
You know? They all feel pretty immediate. Like, it's like, this needs to be dealt with right away. That shouldn't be up there. You know, I guess it's sometimes you get those sweat wedgies.
Yeah.
You know? Where it's like your butt is kind of like grabbing
it
a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not that the underwear are coming up, your butt are pulling, your butt are reaching out and grabbing the underwear. It's a little, your cheek is going deep. I don't even know how to say it. Your cheek is going, I don't know, the phrase is there. You'll fix it. do your own phrase there. Wait, how much time is... Man. All right, what else are we going to talk about?
I think we've covered the butts.
We covered all the butts. Yeah. It's like I'm trying not to talk about this like political stuff that we were like talking about before doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's I mean, we might as well just push through it for a short time just so we can move past.
You gotta get it off. You need to get something off your chest.
I mean, I just don't want there I just don't want there to be a block in the flow. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the because it's not even that. I'll just speak my piece.
Okay, speak your
piece. I don't think Trump's tweets were racist. That's it.
Okay.
You know, they weren't. They just logistically they weren't. He's calling out people that have been attacking him.
Yeah.
And making a claim. If you can do better, go prove it. And then I'll listen to what you have to say. Other than that, you know, thug life, bitches. But it's just making me upset with just how childish all of this is. Because none of it's really about fixing the country. All this is about making people agree with your perception of a thing.
Yeah, which is an issue, right? Because it's not, nothing's about qualifications anymore. It's just about like seeming like you're the part, like saying the outragey things. And
that's
like
it. It's like, who can make somebody seem like they're saying the worst thing?
Yeah, and that's not doing anything. That's not accomplishing anything.
No, it's so backwards.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing because just
tearing everybody's trying to tear each other down. It's like,
because then you got to root in these moments when that is the case, you kind of have to root for Donald Trump to win.
Yeah.
Right? Because if he loses this, that sets a bad precedent for how we can now communicate or call people out in everyday society.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because now everything is allowed to be about what you can make it seem like somebody has said,
yeah,
or what you can make it seem like somebody feels, mm-hmm. And then it's like the tattle, and then we're all telling on each other,
yeah.
You know, it is a
very victim-y, like he said this about me,
yeah. And I don't even know what we're talking about Trump's tweets, because we barely do. it's just he put out some tweets telling these people that if they really think that they can. You know, these people who have been calling about the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and two other secondary characters. Because they're really the lead characters in this movie, you know. And then there's, like, you know, those other broads. And, you know, they had a press conference over his tweets.
Yeah, I still don't get why. I understand why his comment is, but like it's like almost like he did it on purpose, but his comment is annoying. Like, why tell people to that are politicians in one country to go back to their country of origin? Like, it's just a stupid thing to say,
because
like
that's a country that they can fix,
but they're working to fix their country, which is the U.S.
yeah,
so
but they also have bad ideas. They have ideas like socialism,
yeah,
you know, and things in like the Green New Deal, which is like, let's get rid of airplanes.
Really? Who's not all
phasing
the
out air or fa- yeah phasing out airplanes
and replacing it with what?
Boats. Come on, not replacing it. Let's just ramp up the boat industry.
But there's like land. How do you get across the land parts?
Trains, planes. No planes. No, just trains and automobiles.
It's too slow.
Well, I mean, that's the Green New Deal. So again, it's just they're bad ideas, and these people. It seems like. They're
I get what you're saying. So Trump is like, go prove yourself and then come back and talk.
Yeah. You only see it as racist if you contextualize everything he says to be somehow evil or make him this calculated person, right? It's not that. He's defending himself. You know, we got to be able to defend ourselves, right? We got to be able to make points that represent how we feel about the situations without those points being taken out of context to mean something that we didn't say. It's hard to make points sometimes.
Yeah. It's also like, I don't know. It's just like why is he tweeting all the time? Like,
I love it. I love it. I love that every now and again you get to be like, what's the president thinking? I can find out right now.
It's so weird.
It's hilarious.
I guess so.
But why? I mean, why not? Why wasn't Barack Obama tweeting more? You know, why? What? Like, how
he was busy.
Nobody's too busy to tweet. It's 280 characters. Do you know what I mean? It's like that's the stuff that I'm talking about. It's like, okay, it's we make the joke, like, come on, shouldn't you be running the country instead of tweeting? But like, that's the joke. The reality is that.
He doesn't, like, I'm not like, oh yeah, great, he's making snarky comments. Like, he's spending his time,
that's what you're calling them. You're calling them snarky comments.
I am. You don't think it was a snarky comment?
No, I think he was making a salient point.
And you think this is the right way to make a salient point?
Twitter? Yeah, because that's how you can reach the most people.
So you think this is a productive thing to do?
I do.
Holy moly. You support this? This is like...
I do. I support him. I support him using his platform to stand up for what he believes is right for the country. Yes, I do.
It's not the right way to do it.
That's your opinion.
Because the outcome is, tell me why it's not, so
that's how you decide whether or not something is the right thing to do, the
when
outcome?
When you're the leader of a group and the direction of the group is going negatively and you're adding to the fuel and pushing
it
there faster?
That's exactly wrong. That's exactly wrong. No, you do not placate to the people that are being losers because they're being losers. So you don't say that because the losers are going to scream and shout. That's ridiculous.
I'm not saying you don't stand up for yourself. I'm saying you don't do it the way he did it.
That's the way he stands up for himself.
But it's not productive.
But that's the way he stands up for himself.
But I don't support that. That's what I'm saying. I don't support that. Okay. I'm saying you support that
okay,
behavior.
Okay, so what is your measure then for saying that it's not productive? Because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her squad had a press conference. That's why what he did wasn't productive.
How is it going to... There's no outcome that's like, okay, this will move the conversation forward.
Yes, totally. I think there is. I think he totally made a point that was worthy of looking at objectively that can move the conversation forward.
So you think that the leader of our country should engage in like these low-level conflicts
you're calling
that
it
people
low level.
Have
you're
on
calling
these,
it low
these
level.
Conflicts
you're calling
that people
it low
have
level. See,
on like
that's what I'm talking about. This is like this liberal thing that happens where you can't say anything objectively. Everything has to be characterized so that if you agree with it, you're agreeing with something bad. Right? It's like,
no, I never said that.
What you're saying then is that I'm going to a second ago before I said you're the one calling it low level. When you were characterizing it as, so you think the president should be engaging in these low-level conflicts. If I say yes, then I'm agreeing to the president engaging in these low-level conflicts. But you're the one that's categorizing it as low-level. I don't agree with you that that's low-level. So that's what I'm talking about. That's like...
So I don't think that's how we should talk. I think the president, what is the president if he's not a role model?
Exactly. I agree with you.
So this is a behavior that you think should be like others should follow? Like this
yes.
is how we should engage with each other?
Yes.
You think that's a good thing? To like
with the whole tweet in context?
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with the whole tweet and I agree with what the context of all of those tweets that are put together, that are meant to be put together and read in a string, I agree with the sentiment of those tweets. I also agree with the mischaracterization of the one segment of one sentence of one paragraph of multiple tweets that they're trying to do. I disagree with that.
Okay.
So, but I agree with him. Like, listen, he's saying, you ladies keep attacking me.
And what is he saying? You ladies keep attacking me.
If you really think that you have the answers, if you don't like the way that I'm doing things, and you really think that you have the answers, prove that those answers are the answers, right? We're not going to just try those things that you're saying because you're saying they're a good idea. Prove they're a good idea. You're not going to do that here. So go, you know. You don't get to experiment here. You don't get to experiment with socialism in the United States. You go prove that socialism can work and then come back here and we'll implement your version of socialism that can work. I agree with that. I agree with him saying that.
But
100%.
He didn't say all that. Like, why not say it all?
Because he doesn't have enough characters to say all that. It's only 280 characters. We talked about this. And that's not the way he talks. That's the way I talk. You know? He, mm-hmm. And it's just, but somebody who hated me enough would be able to take the way I said it and mischaracterize that as racist as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter? It doesn't matter how it's said. The sentiments, it's just like, it's the truth. It shouldn't matter how the truth is said. And if you can't handle the truth, depending on the package that it comes in, then, I mean, I don't know what, you know, that's, you shouldn't be in politics.
But they are. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess you shouldn't be. Shouldn't be in politics. Wasn't the right ending for that. I was hyped up with nowhere to go. I'm not gonna lie. It was bad.
I feel like it's all a waste of time, right? Like the squad was telling us, like, they're there to do things for us, to serve us, and they're just
squabbling
with each other.
They're not, but that's what I'm saying. That's what politics is. Politics is a bunch of people doing nothing to help while claiming that they're the ones doing something to help.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like, just last week, you were calling Nancy Pelosi racist.
Yeah, like, it's all a big, I can't go to work and do that shit all day.
No, But maybe you could. You're a woman, you know. Maybe you could get away with it. Maybe you'd get, promoted or something. I don't know. I don't know how the world works anymore. I just don't know.
So breezed right through that.
Yeah. That's off our chests. Man, yeah. I got tense.
Yeah.
That's two back-to-back weeks of some tension. I mean, there's no reason. Like, I'm not going to delete anything out of that one.
Yeah.
But that got escalated. Mm. That was way more heated than the soccer debate. But kind of similar. Kind of similar. We have some very opposing views about how this world should be run.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, we've always had. Yeah. You know? We just always haven't had a podcast. You know, we needed a podcast to show us who we were to each other. We've always needed that. No, we've always known each other's. But that's, I don't know. I just, because I do feel there is this, you feel as though I have this harshness about my perspective. Or you would probably call it this autisticness about my perspective. Is probably how you would refer to it, yeah. Behind closed doors. but
not in public.
Not in public.
That could be misconstrued.
Do you see what I'm saying? And then people would say, yeah, but why would she say that? But why would she say that though? Do you understand what I'm saying?
And I would just have to be like, well, look at Cindy's behavior, and that's how I would defend it.
I don't know. That would be fair. That would be fair, but then you'd be even more fucked up because it's just.
I have no way out for me.
Yeah, there's no way out but the truth, and they don't like the truth. The world doesn't like the truth. I've been thinking a lot about that recently. Mm-hmm. Is how there's just something about selling out your integrity that the world is like, gimme, gimme, gimme. Like, you're the best. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. More.
We want to see, like, every person, like, we want to see every person's, like, break, like, every person that proved that they have, like, that ugly in them, like, that level that, like, you'll sell your soul for. Like,
yeah.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. People,
like, we want to see it in everybody else.
We want to see it in everybody. We want to see it in everybody we admire.
You're not better than me.
Yeah. And then it's, like, as long as they are, because it makes you indebted to them. People want to feel like you're indebted to them somehow.
Yeah.
So it's, like, oop. We got you.
Yeah.
You better do what we want or we will fucking tear you down with this thing. R. Kelly.
Well, R. Kelly deserved that one.
100% he deserved that
one. I don't think you
one.
Picked the right.
But he deserved it 15 years ago.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He went too far and then it was like gone.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's like.
Like, you didn't fall in line?
Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah.
Acquiesce to this, R.
No.
Kelly. So
he
now
didn't change with the times.
No.
All he had to do was get on TV one time and condemn Harry Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Remember his interview when he was like, define young. R. Kelly, come on.
But at the same time, with the way that people were constantly trying to misconstrue things,
yeah,
that was a fair thing that
it
he
said.
It was
a fair thing, but it sounded so bad.
It did sound bad, but you have to make these people define what they're asking you.
Yeah.
Because if you answer a question, they get to say that you said a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh man, it's a thunderstorm rolling in.
It's weathering out there.
I think
there.
That's that we changed the weather with our tense argument.
I feel like we did, because I feel it's off of me and it's like out there.
It's
now.
In the world, yeah. Man, that was us. That was us.
Yes.
We gotta be right back to love, right? But it's like it has to go to fruition. We should probably actually end this, because that's kind of coming upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. This is going to be a short episode. Probably going to put this one up. Have it be a short episode. And we'll come back. I always think we're going to come back and do another one.
Yeah. We'll be back when we're back.
And we'll give you the best of us. Just blowing around outside and making noises. Like we have to. This is oh my God, we got to get out of here. All right. Thank you for listening.